You seem smart, so that's good.
Well, I've actually read a book.
One. I've read one book.
Yeah. It was a hell of a book.
Was a hell of a book. I don't remember what it was called, but it was good, I think.
Yeah. It's called the Dictionary.
Yeah, that's it.
There's so many words.
There's so many
So many
words.
words.
Yeah, it was a big book. At the end, the zebra ended up doing it too.
Oh my God.
Don't spoil it, dude.
I
What?
know,
Come
but
on,
I
man.
have a 1-year-old very quickly. I have a 1-year-old. She loves books, and I love her books because they're about 7 to 8 pages each.
Perfect.
So even like each night, I think I read like 3 or 4
Yeah,
books,
you seem smart.
which
Buy the
my
movie
father's
rights.
proud
Just
of.
make a movie out of it.
Yeah,
Hey,
exactly.
you guys work and know with one of my best friends, Dean Devlin.
No way. Of course, we
Yes.
spent years working with him.
Yeah, from Stargate and Independence Day,
Yeah.
whatever the
Resurgence. Yeah. Yeah.
Resurgence. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, Dean's a cool guy. I just
He's
love
a
him.
really cool guy, and man, what a successful dude, and what a great career he's had. He's a really nice guy. Yeah, we
Man.
had a good time working with him and Roland.
Did you know that his mother was in a Star Trek episode?
No, like
Like
you
back
mean
in the day
like
with
OG.
Captain Kirk?
TOS, yeah. Yeah, she
Wow.
was an empath when Scotty was accused of murder. There.
Amazing.
Yeah. Okay. Now let's talk about French
Great, great interview, man. This is
girls.
it. That's it. Let's get out of here.
This is great.
Man, first of all, congratulations on French Girl.
Thank you.
Do you enjoy writing comedy?
Nope.
No, it's a
Nope.
real chore.
No.
We're really depressed guys. So
No,
I
we actually talk about that, like that it's quite cathartic to go to work and to be able to laugh and to write comedy and rom-coms. At least we get to be happy on that side of life.
it's beautiful. No, we've been act like James and I met as actors 20 years ago working in Montreal and on a film and then subsequently a TV show, and we realized we had a really great chemistry, and that sort of got us into writing. And it's largely been comedy. We've definitely done some genre stuff like the sequel to Independence Day, and we've developed Stargate and some like big IP for sci-fi, but I think our heart is really in comedy. That's where we
I
love to
mean,
play.
yeah, we're like we just are so obsessed with everything that John Hughes did. He never wrote the prequel to Independence Day. Not sure he would have wanted to. But it was really nice to come home, so to speak, after, like Nick said, writing these, big films, to finally kind of go back to what inspired us out of the gate to do movies and to want to be in films. And so hopefully we did a good job in that way.
But directing comedy is a whole different muscle because you've got to be able to, think about the timing, audience laughter, all of that. And I think it's more stressful than a dramatic or action film.
Yeah, there was it's it like you say, it's really all about the timing, and some of there's a lot of physical comedy in French Girl, which is also really difficult to nail down. You need the time to do it, you have to plan it well, you got to rehearse these things. Some of that was really tricky, but it's a great challenge and we love it. And I think the fact that we have a base as actors and then subsequent to that spent years just writing, those were really great foundational skills to bring to directing, because we know how to speak to actors. We know how to, if a scene isn't working on the writing level, we can quickly pivot and adjust. So the last layer, sort of bringing it all together with the visuals, was the last sort of hill we had to climb. And thankfully, there's two of us, because between the two of us, have one brain, which is good.
And I think it's, especially for comedy, what's like a bit stressful, but also in a way unavoidable. Not everyone is going to find a joke funny, right? Like in drama, something that's sad is sad.
Yeah.
You're on a battlefield and your hero dies.
Yeah,
It's
it's sad.
everyone's going to be upset. And in
Everybody's
comedy, too.
triggered by something, though, and
Yeah.
some. Yeah.
Yeah.
And in comedy, what's kind of, a safe thing to understand eventually and to remove the pressure from oneself is you're lucky if, 60, 70% of the people agree with you that a certain moment or certain line or certain situation is funny. And that's kind of the only thing you have control over. You're never going to make everyone laugh.
No. So you really just have to
Yeah.
listen to your own instincts
Yeah.
and do
And
what makes you laugh. And thankfully, there's two of us, so we have a good
exactly.
sounding board. But what made that even more complicated was the sort of
Yeah,
bilingual nature of the film.
exactly where I was going.
We had the French Canadian angle, which again, comedy is so culturally specific, and French Canada has its own brand of humor.
Right.
And our American sensibility meshed with that was a really interesting kind of sort of recipe to play with. And we just tried to listen to our instincts and, hope for the best. And I think we came out okay.
You know, I've known Vanessa for a little bit because she worked out here in Salt Lake City on High School Musicals and all of that. But I never thought of her as a kind of drop dead funny actress. And I've seen her do cute things, but this is just amazingly funny for her.
She would, I think that's why she agreed to do the film. I don't think she, quite frankly, gets offered this kind of stuff because, like you said, she's not really known for it. So I think people don't really talk about her in those contexts. But for us, it was like a no-brainer, and we just clicked immediately with her. And I think she just relished the idea of playing this sort of delicious villain, so to speak, because it's not something she gets to do very often. And we had a blast with her, and we gave her all the latitude. We said, like, go big, go, let's push it. And she was just a dream to work with, honestly.
And she gets to sing in the movie,
Yeah, which
which
would,
was a very interesting thing to tell Vanessa Hudgens. Can you sing like you mean it, but a little badly? What a weird direction. And she's like, yeah,
She knew
I
exactly.
think I got it. And then on the day she did it, and we're like, you Jedi, like this is exactly perfect because it sounds great with a hint
With a
of
hint of
not.
crap. Because but she's such a musician, and it's great. She has a musician's brain, and it's fun to watch her act because she's very, very technical. But it's just that she's so she's so good with rhythm and timing, which again, as you said earlier, is intrinsic in comedy. And I think her musician's brain really translates very well to comedy.
And with the cast that you have, though, I mean, did you allow some riffing, going off script a little?
No, we would literally beat them if they went off script. No, of course, that was actually one of the things that, when you're talking to the Fickners of the world and obviously Zach Braff and Vanessa Hudgens, but just as much the Quebec cast, right? Our French Canadian actors are literally movie stars in the province of Quebec. It's an isolated market, so they really nurture their talent and they celebrate their talent. But the conversation that we had with each and every one of them is like, look, we come from a background as actors where our favorite thing was to be given that latitude to explore, the character and to, try and put our own fingerprint on it. So it was really important for us to reciprocate that and openly invite everyone to do that. And thankfully they bought in, and every day we would, we would, I say the global we would come up with little miracles that weren't on the page, that these artists would bring. And through the safety net of being allowed to do that, and I think it takes a while to get into that comfort zone, but very quickly they trusted us and they bought into that system, and we've it's on screen. We have little magic moments that literally were inspired in the seconds before we yelled action.
It's our job to create an atmosphere where they feel safe and they can play and they can make mistakes, and that's okay. And I think that's the only way you're going to get good comedy is if everybody feels safe and trusted. So there's no anxiety, because anxiety is a comedy killer. Like, you just won't get the funny if you're nervous or anxious about anything. So that was really our job. And again, that's back to our background as actors. We know the kind of sandbox you have to create to sort of let those juices flow. And I think we got there, and it's something that we really love doing. Like, we'd be shouting off camera lines we'd come up with, in the moment, and they would love that. It would feed them, and it would get everybody excited. It creates an energy on set that I think translates into the film, hopefully.
And here's something I noticed too, that in the crowd scenes and when you're using background people, they were great. Your background people were incredible.
I mean, there's a great it's a great Quebec is a great place to shoot. It's just there's so many films have shot here, so there's a whole ecosystem from the extras, the crew. Everybody here is just incredible. And if we shoot every movie we ever made in Montreal for the rest of our lives, we'd be happier than a pig in, poop.
Well, it's
But
William Shatner's birthplace, so
it is, which, hey, he's a
Yeah,
legend.
Shatner Hall. Shatner Hall is just up the street at McGill
At McGill. Well,
University.
let's meet there for coffee.
Yeah, absolutely. Beam me up, man.
And yes, Montreal is a character in this. I mean, the way you shot it was like a
Not
little.
Montreal,
Well,
Quebec
Quebec,
City.
Quebec City is the sort of city we shot in Montreal, and also 12 days in Quebec City, and then a couple days in New York. But
But the story takes place in Quebec City, which we just, with Anders Bard, who produced the movie with Valerie Doté, We talked about Montreal. We talked to, and we just landed on Quebec City in the sense that this is a 400-year-old city that has so much history, and
It's such a lovely
it
backdrop.
hasn't really been celebrated
Yeah.
in at least in an American, type
Context. Yeah.
rom-com, like the one that we made. And we're like, what an opportunity to showcase one of Canada's most gorgeous city, one of the most gorgeous cities in the world. And again, it's a rom-com, so
Yeah,
that's where we brought the rom. We're like, the city will do the rom part.
it has
We
a
got the com.
fairy tale kind of quality. And the Chateau Frontenac, the place where she's interviewing to work, is like a castle, and it's the proverbial castle that Gordon has to storm in the end. So that's kind of the texture that we wanted to bring to it.
And it's just a twisted little love story, and it's just a lot of fun. I don't want to give anything away on this because it's just such a cute film in
We
that
know the story,
way.
Mr. Toscano.
Yes, but I mean the people
There's no
watching.
spoiler. We know. We know what happens.
Yeah, Zach Braff turns state's evidence and goes to jail for 20 years.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah,
He's a
justice with
turncoat.
dirt.
There's the twist.
Yeah.
In our final moments we have, what do you think audiences are going to take away from watching French Girl?
I hope we hope that they just have a really delightful time with it. I mean, the world today is so difficult, and it's nice to laugh, and it's nice to watch love unfold on screen. So that's something that I hope people take away. I hope they have a good giggle. I hope they hug their loved ones a little tighter. I don't know, you
It
know.
was no, but it was really like, in the spirit of what you're saying, we found ourselves, I think, a few years ago, recognizing that it's more and more difficult to get these movies made, and they don't make a lot of them. Yet, not to get into, the data of streaming services, et cetera, but they're certainly still some of the most watched films. And we thought, let's give it a go and see if we can try and get one made, because it's the stuff that we keep tuning into, and it's the movies that we like to rewatch over and over, because again, we feel safe watching them, and we laugh, and it's about family, and it's about food, and it's about
Love.
love, and thankfully enough, people agreed and said yes that we were able to pull that off, and hopefully we pulled it off well enough that people watch it and have that exact feeling,
Yeah.
of just being happy. And if you can have a smile on your face for 90 minutes, then we've done our job.
That's it.
It's exactly right. And they will. The audiences are going to love this film. I want to
Wonderful.
thank you for your time this morning. We'll throw some love out to Dean.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for taking the time and watching the film. We really appreciate it.
Oh, you're so welcome. And let's catch up for a longer interview sometime.
That would be lovely.
Absolutely. And let's get Dean involved.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll make him do
We will force Dean Devlin. Yeah,
it.
that happens.
Yeah. All right, gentlemen, thank you so much and have a great
Thank
day.
you.
Thank you, my friend. Have a
Have a
great
good
day.
one.